This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, welcome, welcome, welcome to another live global transmission against tyranny. Big T word, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have two powerful guests coming up today. We have Chris Klecka, the chief counsel for the Homeschoolers Legal Defense Fund and organization, coming on about Dan Rather's hit pieces against homeschoolers that are basic fabrications. I have the text of the newscast here. I cannot make myself watch it, but I can read what they had to say. And we'll be going over that in the third hour today. In about 30 minutes, we're going to have Angel Shemaiah of KeepAndBearArms.com coming on to go over the NRA in a key federal court case about the Second Amendment, arguing for total gun registration and not being able to leave your home with any firearms. We have the actual transcript of this. It's on the record, and we'll go over the history of what the NRA really is in about 30 minutes. In the meantime, we've got the global news, the national news, some interesting police state news for you, and what's happening over in Iraq, the escalation with Syria and Iran between Israel, the bombing that took place killing diplomatic security forces of the United States. It's all coming up on this big October 15th, 2003, Wednesday transmission. I do want to encourage every listener to visit who has computer access, even if you go to the library, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, and VirginUtah.com. Those are just some of the websites that we have out there battling the globalists, putting forward the information, chronicling their criminal activities for the court of public enlightenment and opinion. And yes, I've been doing a better job of getting more of your calls and letting callers make more comments without jumping in too much, though I usually degrade by the third hour into my normal self. So we'll take calls early in this hour, even before we get Angel Shemaiah on for Keep and Bear Arms. And the toll-free number to join us on air on any news items you'd like to discuss. You disagree with me, you agree with me, you have a question, you have comments, you'd like to scream and yell, you'd like to cry on air. We have a lot of that going on. 1-800-259-9231. And I want to declare right now that I have had a large cup of coffee today. I'm not on hydrocortisone or whatever it's called, Oxycontin. And I'm against gun control, and so I'm a communist. I'm not into wild sex parties, and I'm not into Satan worship, and I'm not into open borders, and I'm not into gun control, and I'm not into gobbling hundreds of Oxycontin a day, hillbilly heroin. I am not for giving supercomputers to communist China. I'm not for implanting children with microchips. So I'm not in the same league as Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and George Bush, and Bill Clinton. This show is about communism and evil. According to them, again, we're for freedom, so we're communist. If you're for Stalin, you're a conservative. And I'm not being sarcastic about that, by the way. The big newspaper there in Colorado, as well as United Press International, reported, or I covered this a few days ago, that all over the country they're going to have wires in cities and in rural areas and in the woods. Robots on wires that go at high speeds around spying on people, ground-penetrating radar, infrared cameras, audio sensors, that's microphones. And I was doing a live TV show last night in the control room, out of the control room, running everything by myself, and one of my associates comes in the door and hands me the Statesman from Saturday, a local Austin paper, with the same thing. Ooh. We're going to have lots of little cameras and things in the woods now. First, it's the highways and the side roads, now the neighborhoods, hundreds and hundreds of cameras, microphones hanging out of the trees, now the parks and private property, everything else, cameras, robots watching you. Robots watching you. Let me say it again. Robots watching you. Do I have to describe how bad that is? I think you can figure it out for yourself. Big, big show, just a massive amount of news, straight ahead after this quick break. I'm fired up, folks. That vacation, that working vacation did me well. We'll be right back.
About the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, I do this show. And then, of course, back from 9 to midnight. U.S. citizens ordered to leave Gaza. U.S. citizens were ordered to leave the Gaza Strip following a deadly attack on a convoy of U.S. diplomats Wednesday. Diplomatic sources said that's today. Three Americans, apparently security guards for diplomats, were killed in the attack near the Palestinian town of Bet Lahia in the northern Gaza Strip. Several hours after the bombing, U.S. investigators were attacked by Palestinian stone throwers and sped away as their cars were pelted by rocks. Diplomats, speaking on a condition of anonymity, said the U.S. citizens were attacked, and now they're asking other citizens to leave the volatile strip. The details of the order were not immediately available. So I'm sure you've already heard about this a million times on the news. Here's another one. U.S. issues new warning on terror attacks here in the U.S. Al-Qaeda is going to hit us any minute. That means the CIA is going to hit us any minute from all the evidence. Sharon, Libya could be first Arab country with the nukes, and now they need to preemptively attack them first with their nukes. And Straw, that's the minister over in England, hints at military action against Iran as the troops are built up to do that. Security Council set to vote on new U.S. resolution in Iraq. And turns out the coalition had embassy bombing warning. They also had a warning about the Gaza blast that hit the U.S. convoy. China has now launched its rocket on historic mission, historic manned mission. And, of course, judge orders reporters to reveal sources. This is totally against the First Amendment, and now more and more in all different sorts of cases, not just terror-related, they order reporters to come in and testify. And, of course, there's no more attorney-client privilege. Your lawyer is working for the prosecutor and the judge. We've also caught the Associated Press editing news articles and changing facts when it turns out that it was white men seen carrying out the bombing at one of the embassies in Iraq. That's just some of what's coming up. Here's some of the other news. It's Yale Bonesman engaged in macabre business. Society's act of grave robbing sheds light on need to protect Indian burial sites. This out of the Indian Country Today. And now they've got the Indians mad because they like to rob the graves of Indians. And that's admitted by MSNBC and USA Today. They think they get particular power off of sexual acts with Geronimo skull as well as Pancho Villa's skull. And I don't want to get into too much detail here on a family show, but it is admitted by Bonesman that they engage in sexual acts with skulls. Now, that's all I can really get into here on the air. Folks, who would think that Rush Limbaugh was taking 100 Oxycontin a day? Who would think that they'd be on the news saying and taking implantable chips? Who would think they'd be saying they're going to have mounted little robots in the forest looking at us? Who would think that they'd have a betting scheme on dead U.S. soldiers at the Pentagon? Who would think they'd have a total information awareness network announcing the Army's going to watch us with an all-seeing eye pyramid as a symbol? I mean, I don't make this stuff up. Sometimes I can't believe it anymore. But, I mean, this isn't just necrophilia that Bush and others engage in, and it's not just a dead body. It's skulls. It's skeletons. Heaven help us. Lord Jesus, please heal this land. Please protect us from these people. That's all I can say. Amen. Oh. I mean, it's just so off the chart crazy now at this point. And I went and dug out CBS 60 Minutes about the skull sex, and I dug out some of the other articles here. I mean, this is now being admitted, being thrown in our face. And again, when you see the president on TV, understand he has sex with skulls. I just want you to realize that. And they all share the skulls. All right, I don't want to go too much further. I just we're in a lot of trouble, folks. We have psychopaths running things. That's all I can say at this point. We're in a lot of trouble. By the way, this was also brought to my attention, hand-delivered to me, because I don't read the Austin American Statesman. I read the emailed stories from the Statesman, from the New York Times, from the whatever, that are emailed to me, the hundreds of articles. I scan the news wires. But, I mean, occasionally, once a week, I might read the local paper, and I miss a lot of stuff. And in the Austin American Statesman, Saturday, October 12, 2003... there was this article, Congressional Aides Email Mocks Democrats. And it says, an email written by an aide to U.S. Representative Joe Barton, Republican Ennis, ridiculed Democrats and gloated over the Republicans' expected victory in a battle over congressional redistricting. Now, you read on into the article, and it says the Republicans are targeting conservative Democrats for removal, that they want to balkanize it, that they actually are helping the Democratic Party. I couldn't believe they were this honest. And then it says, quote, he even took a poke at Republican Representative Ron Paul of Surfside, saying winning his redrawn district would be a lot trickier than thought, given Paul's unusual behavior, close quote. Paul votes often reflect his libertarian views. And they list here, well, they've got this here in the article, they've got this Republican out of Rockwall. Ralph Hall, I've met Ralph Hall, I'm from Rockwall, Texas, an old-fashioned Southern Democrat and perhaps his party's most conservative member, voted to impeach President Clinton but rebuffs frequent GOP requests to switch parties. Almost all of the 12 they're targeting are white conservatives. Now, you notice, it's the balkanization, you notice also that they went after Senator Bob Smith, the most conservative senator, got Sununu in there. Bush is publicly targeted, according to Roll Call, Tom Tancredo of Colorado, because he's exposed the open borders and exposed Bush. And Bush said, we are targeting him. They've targeted Ron Paul the last two elections. Republican Party, yes. You vote pro-gun, you vote pro-border, you vote against abortion, it's over for you. So next time you hear a sicko neocon on the air, local or national, lying about the conservatism of the Republicans, call up and confront them on this. So right here in the paper, targeting Ron Paul, targeting all the conservatives, all the real libertarians, freedom lovers, old Southern Democrats, yellow dogs, it's disgusting. It's totally disgusting. Do they target the Reconquistas? Do they target? No. It's about balkanization. So I just wanted to bring folks up to speed on that. And here was another story out of the Statesman. Now, just on Monday, it's Wednesday now, I reported the UPI article that was in a Colorado paper about DARPA, and it's a subdivision of DARPA funding to have hundreds of miles of cables put up out of the cities into the country, along green belts, into national forest, into private property. These cables with these little robot pods that zoom down the cables at high speeds with ground penetrating radar, infrared, audio sensors. And I'm on the air last night because I have a new TV show time. It's Tuesday nights, 8 to 9. We've been on Thursdays the last 2 years, but they switched us to Tuesday nights. It's frankly a better hour. 8's a better time. And on Time Warner Cable Channel 10 here in Austin. But I'm in the control room. Sometimes I do the show right out of the control room, running things myself, sitting there with the camera in my face. And somebody opens the door when I'm talking about this, one of my associates, and hands me this article. Let me ruffle the papers like the heroin OxyContin addict does. And what to star in a trashy movie? Travis County is mounting cameras to record those who jettison their junk in the great outdoors. And yes, since I reported this 2 days ago about the little mobile robots, I've gotten dozens of emails of mainstream news articles. I have an entire folder here to my left. I could spend 2 hours on this, where mounted cameras, mounted robots, cameras on cables, different federal agencies funding it. This is how they do it. Bringing you this tyranny. And these are mounted cameras. It says, assign no dumping, fine up to $4,000, area under camera surveillance. And they're now seeing a napkin out of the back of your car, one small AA battery. They've had articles in the paper where they got these guys in SWAT team dark green uniforms who go on your back property looking for a battery or some old junk. They're charging people. It shows a guy here checking, you know, the serial numbers on car parts, and then they charge those who the cars belong to. Of course, they're always stolen, and nothing's done about that, but they'll charge you, don't worry. And it says, car parts are among the detritus dumped at a wooded site near the Colorado River in northeastern Travis County. Sheriff's Deputy Greg Epperson looks for vehicle identification numbers. Soon surveillance cameras will record illegal dumping here. And hundreds of cameras, and of course, they're going to be scanning, are going to go up, it says, on private property, on public property, on country roads. See, first it's on the highways for traffic, then it's in your neighborhoods for security, and oh, now we're going to use it for law enforcement, and face scanning software is involved, and it's hooked into FEMA, and it triangulates with the cell towers in your cell phone. All your new cell phones have a satellite tracker chip in them, and oh, guess what? Homeland Security, even when your phone's turned off, can tune in and listen to you. This is mainstream news. It's part, you know, it's for your safety, your digital cable box. Yes, Homeland Security can dial into a microphone they didn't tell you about and listen to you. This is now admitted, folks. Admitted mainstream news. It's worse than 1984. And right here in my town, it says that in rural areas and woods and parks, everywhere, side roads, there's just going to be cameras everywhere to stop the dumping. What does DARPA say that the cameras being put up, little robots on the cables? It's to stop environmental dumping. And for law enforcement, of course, it's going to, the cables will run out of your cities, out into rural areas. See, nowhere to escape. It's like a science fiction movie where you run to the hills from the Antichrist and he's got little robot drones zipping by. I mean, how many science fiction movies have you seen that in? I know quite a few. I mean, this is nightmarish. Robot surveillance pods. And they've announced that they're going to put drones in the skies, already done it, and it was a backlash. They said, oh, it's for illegals and drug trafficking. Total lies. They're preparing to tether over 100 blimps over major cities to constantly look through your walls with ground-penetrating radar. Black and white image of everything you're doing. Is that freedom? Is that freedom? We'll be right back. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's this? Pay only 10% of the normal cost for prescription drugs? You heard me right. Save up to 90% on your prescription drugs with the help of WellPharmacy.com. WellPharmacy.com compares prices all over the globe to bring you the best possible value available for your prescription medications. WellPharmacy is easy to use. Simply log on to www.wellpharmacy.com. Enter the pertinent information or consult with one of our physicians online. Then enter your prescription information, and the online pharmacies will ship you the medication you need. Billing is 100% safe. It's secure, and your information is never shared or sold to anyone. WellPharmacy.com cares about your health and what you've been spending on prescription medications, and the quality of service at WellPharmacy.com can't be beat. So what are you waiting for? Log on to www.wellpharmacy.com and start saving money today.
All right, we got the head of Keep and Bear Arms, one of the few real Second Amendment groups out there, who's funding a real lawsuit against the gun grabbers, coming on to talk about how the NRA gobbles up all the lawsuits and then intentionally loses them and argues in court against the Second Amendment. We've caught him red-handed many times. This is one of the most sterling examples coming up. Right now, let's go to the calls. Let's talk to Luis in Missouri. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Alex. I want to know if... if on the turn of private property, you don't think that anybody who owns private property should have to maintain their lawn, even though the lawn might be too long and it's 100 degrees outside?
Are you talking about the government with zoning laws using feudal systems to control and penalize private property owners?
Oh, yeah, just like city ordinances.
Well, yeah, they're going to try to make those go into all the rural areas. They're federally written. They fly your city managers and county managers up to be told the game plan, then they come back. And feudalism is a system of control against the population to keep them in check, and that's what we're seeing is neo-feudalism or serfdom.
Okay, well, it didn't exist, what, in the 1940s?
Zoning?
Well, I mean, like, in order to keep your property, you can't have your lawn go too high.
Yeah, that's when they started bringing the tyranny to America. Thanks for the call. And you notice the more laws we get, the more problems with yards, the more problems with your children, the more problems with crime. Government isn't there to help, folks. It's there to bring control. Annette in Utah, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I love your show. I'm the first-time caller.
Well, welcome.
Hi. I just had something happen to me last week. I just wondered if it had happened to anybody else that we're on your show quite a bit. You know, we get on the Internet. That's how we listen to it. And we also, you know, we're on your websites quite a bit, and we send information to different people. And I'm kind of an activist. I talk to our representatives and things. And we weren't able to pull up your website. It was like at the end of September, and it went on for a week. And
you were unable to get to Infowars.com?
Yeah, it would say, it had this DNS error page that would say the page cannot be displayed. And that happened with both Infowars and Prison Planet. And
yeah, when that's not, sometimes your ISPs, and we're getting a lot of this, you need to complain to them. The Internet service provider you're using is blocking Infowars. They're using filters. There's no porn, there's no violence, there's no nothing, very family-oriented sites, but ISPs will put us in filter list, major corporations have put us in filter list, so you can't get to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. What you do then is you go to Infowars.net, VirginUtah.com, or you go to JonesReport.com. And if that continues, switch ISPs, and that should fix the problem.
Okay, we actually had our Internet provider come over, and, you know, it wasn't on from his side. So he came over and looked at our computer, and he did, you know, and I found out there was two other websites that were being blocked, which was Dr. Horowitz and Colonel Roberts' site.
There are thousands of websites now that just post the mainstream news, the government documents, the legislation. That's what we do. And the alternative analysis. I mean, go to the websites, folks. Find out what they're so afraid of. And we are being blocked en masse. We know we've been put into registries, and we're being blocked. So when some conservative thinks they're buying a filtering software or their ISP says they're filtering, that's not true. You can get all the porn. You can get all the gambling. You can get all the hacker stuff. But you can't get good, decent websites that tell the truth.
Well, he did actually change our IP number, and everything came up instantly. So he was going to contact AT&T. They didn't think it was from their site, but they're
trying
to
figure out. Yeah, that's a big lie.
Yeah. So you
think
it's
AT&T? I mean, I already know. Believe me, I've already spent a lot of time on this. I don't talk much about it. I probably should. But a lot of the big corporations are blocking Infowars.com. They better be afraid. We have over 8 million hits a month. Several million individual users to Infowars.com alone. We got about half that traffic to Prison Planet, and it's only a year old. So they better worry, because we're crushing them. We're deprogramming America.
Wow, well, I thought that was really interesting. So you think it's AT&T?
Well, I don't know about them particularly, but you just said the guy came and said it was blocked by the ISP.
Yes. Yeah.
So, quote, your Internet provider isn't your provider. He's buying time from them. It's exactly what I said it was.
Oh.
I've had top consultants look at this. We know our names are in the registries.
Wow, I think that's really interesting. Well, keep up the good work, Alex. I enjoy your show and love to hear you.
Well, thank you. You know what you need to do? call your local AM and FM affiliates in the area, because you obviously don't have one.
Yes.
Find a mom-and-pop station. Get them to carry the show on the AM or FM. And tell them about GCNlive.com that I think has a phone number and stuff for our affiliate relations. It's extension 115, but the phone number for the network's right there. Point them to that website. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
God, I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions. Americans, get the IRS off your back legally. Discover the secret the IRS is terrified you'll learn. You probably owe no federal income tax and never have. The IRS itself admits that millions and millions of Americans already have learned the truth and have dropped out of the system, and so can you. The federal courts and even the U.S. Supreme Court have verified that the reward for your labor, wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services is not and never has been taxable. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled over 106 years ago that such a tax imposed by the federal government on the citizens of the states would be unconstitutional and illegal. I know this sounds crazy and scary. You've been carefully trained by government propaganda for decades. But especially today with a tough economy, why would you let the government continue to illegally grab money from you when there's a simple, proven, and legal way to keep it all yourself? To get the details and learn the truth, get on the internet and go to federaltax.net. That's federaltax.net. Do it today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. All right, folks, we're blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Rhode Island to Austin, Texas, from Albuquerque, New Mexico to Denver, Colorado. Simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890, and on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to go to Angel Samaya, founder and editor and the head of KeepAndBearArms.com, an amazing website, the premier Second Amendment site. I'll just say that here right now. Before we go to Angel and the NRA admitting that they want your guns, which we've already known for years, people are finally starting to figure this out, the globalists are able to control us through their Trojan horses, whether it's Rush Limbaugh, George Bush, or the NRA. Look at their actions, not their rhetoric. But before we go to Angel, it is so, and he's a little angel, by the way, for the Second Amendment. Before we do that, if you really want to fight the globalists, if you want to unlock minds, if you want to sabotage their propaganda, we have a secret weapon called the truth. And all their fancy propaganda and you know, guys reading off teleprompters can't counter the truth. can't counter a grain of truth when it's properly delivered. We unlock minds. We change paradigms. And my documentary films are the ticket. They're the best tool we've found to deprogram people. My new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, is now out. It goes into the history of the New World Order, what the New World Order is, how they control the Republicans and Democrats, the PNAC documents, Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Ashcroft's lies, gun control, foreign troops, concentration camps, forced inoculation, government-run white slavery rings, solutions to this crisis, and a lot more. 2 hours, 40 minutes. It's the equivalent of three 52-minute, 53-minute films all together. $25.95, all on one VHS tape. High quality. You need to get it. Also have America Destroyed by Design. Comprehensive annual financial reports exposed. Dark secrets inside Bohemian Grove. Police State 2000. Police State 2, The Takeover. The Masters of Terror. They're all $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours. And when you order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount on the four-tape special. My book, Descent into Tyranny, covers September 11th, the government-sponsored terror. It's only $12, 220-something pages. The new book I published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, is the best book out there on government-sponsored terror and the most up-to-date. It's been out for about a month and a half. By Paul Joseph Watson. It's $19.95, 300-plus pages. Get a second copy to give as a gift when you buy one for only $11.95. Your Christmas gifts are handled, folks. Your birthday presents are handled. Get copies of the books, the videos. Give them to talk show hosts, the sheriff. Put them on local access. Affect change. It's having a massive effect. We're having a 90% wake-up rate or conversion rate with those that see Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror, Police State 3. Or the occult activities of world leaders at Bohemian Grove and Dark Secrets. Here's the toll-free number. Operators are there right now. And your purchase supports this broadcast and what we're doing, and we need your support. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com online or 888-253-3139. Don't wait. Get the videos now, folks. We have a chance to wake people up and deprogram them. We've got to circumnavigate the mainstream media. Now, we have the story on InfoWars.com, top story right now. NRA attorney, Your Honor, we are here wanting to register handguns. NRA attorney Stephen Holbrook appears not only unprepared to effectively argue the Second Amendment case, but ready to give up the farm to register handguns and call it reasonable. When he gets his day in court, read the transcript of Mr. Holbrook's oral arguments from court just last week. And then they have a link, keep and bear arms, so do we on InfoWars, to transcript. D.C. Second Amendment federal court hearing, annotated transcript of NRA case proceedings. The court. And maybe I should have Angel Samaya up to read this, and then frankly, I read the transcript. It gets even worse. Angel, thanks for coming on.
Alex, it's good to be here. Good to be with you again.
Some of us have beat around the bush for years. I know I did a few years ago about the NRA. I'm sure at the top they're government globalist controllers. Tell us about yourself, keep and bear arms, what we're facing, and this Fabian socialist model of the inchworm effect of incrementalism with the NRA.
Well, about myself, I'm a gun rights activist. I've been busy focusing solely on gun rights for years now. KeepAndBearArms.com is the gun owner's home page. We tell the truth. We cover things that are unpopular to cover. We're currently fighting a Second Amendment court case that's being considered for a hearing in the Supreme Court. The case most likely to be heard right now on the Second Amendment in the Supreme Court is one that we are the sole entity funding at this time. So about this NRA situation, the NRA filed a case called Seegers versus Ashcroft. They filed it a few months ago, and they filed it in the D.C. District Court, and they got their day in court last week, October 8th. And what they're seeking to do is get the government to agree to register handguns for a series of plaintiffs. And when you read their actual complaint, it's obvious that their goal is to register handguns.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, what they do is they come in, they take over cases, and then they create bad precedents, losing ground, and then call it a victory. They're saying, oh, we're saying you can register guns. We're saying you can't leave the home. We just want citizens to be able to have registered guns only in the home. And they say that word for word. I mean, that is amazing. We have the power with the NRA, if they wanted to repeal all these laws.
Well, you would think so. You know, NRA has been around since the 1870s, and yet they've never brought one Second Amendment case and taken it all the way to the Supreme Court. When they saw the writing on the wall that our case that we're backing, Silvera versus Lockyer, and another case that the Cato Institute filed called Parker versus District of Columbia, when they saw that either one or both of these cases was likely to get to the Supreme Court, they hurried up and filed a case in the District of Columbia to challenge their handgun ban, and they tried to take over the Cato case, and what came out of that was the fact that Stephen Holbrook, who is their attorney in the District of Columbia, in the Parker case, was accused by the Cato attorneys of actually misbehaving, I'll put it very politely. They failed in consolidation of their case, so they're proceeding with their Parker case.
It's a classic tactic to go in as an enemy combatant of the New World Order and blow out cases and create bad case law.
Yes, and it looks like that's exactly what they're doing. So we got hold of the transcript.
Angel, let me just go over this for folks that... Will you please read part of the transcript that you have posted on the main page? Will you please read that to folks?
I'd be happy to. The court says to NRA attorney Stephen Holbrook, the court says the government can put restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms. Mr. Holbrook says, Your Honor, we're not here wanting, Your Honor, we are here wanting to register handguns. We're not here wanting unrestricted access. We're not here asking to carry them other than in the home. The court says, you're saying that the government can impose reasonable restrictions, as if that would be reasonable. Mr. Holbrook says, yes, Your Honor. Yes, Your Honor.
And then you have a larger section of the transcript, and as you point out, it gets even worse.
Well, it does. There were several areas that of simple law that Mr. Holbrook could have argued with questions. It seems like they had a judge in the case that was amenable to the arguments one would expect to be put forth by the National Rifle Association.
Yeah, creating bad case law. So let's look at what this is, the New York model. 50 years ago, shooting clubs, everybody had guns, low crime rate. They say, hey, we just want you to come pay a fee, register with us so you're not a criminal. And then they, 20 years after that, just stop offering the classes and stop giving people the concealed carry. Maybe if you give $20,000 to a local politician's campaign, they win. They might tell the sheriff to issue one. If you're Robert De Niro or Al Pacino some famous person, and so they take a right, turn it into a privilege, and then stop issuing the privilege. That's the NRA's defense. That's the argument of Handgun Control Incorporated.
It indeed is. And New York is a great case. In New York, they had the Sullivan Law that came out in 1912, and it started out where their permit was a dollar. And over time, it got more expensive. Now it's several hundred dollars, and if the judge wants to, he can order a psychiatric evaluation. There's only a couple thousand people in New York City who have permits.
And there's been articles in the New York Post how most of them are known mafia chiefs, Hollywood people, gangster rappers.
Yeah, gangster rappers and
Rosie O'Donnell with submachine guns.
Yeah, isn't that lovely? Rosie wants us to go to jail for owning a gun, but her bodyguard has one.
She told wives and girlfriends, take your husband's gun, throw it in the trash. That's criminal.
Well, I'd love to see someone that actually takes the advice of a Rosie O'Donnell, applies it, is harmed from it, and sues her and her type of people. So one of these days, eventually, someone is going to do that.
Why do bodyguards have Uzis, Angel?
Isn't that something? They can have Uzis, but the common man, there's been two cases this past year where people in New York City were unable to register their gun. They kept it anyway.
There was the black naval veteran, highly decorated. They're attacking his wife. He fends them off, and they arrest him.
It was even worse than that. They were in his. He shot the guy in his child's bedroom. They prosecuted him. They finally convinced him to plead to a misdemeanor, still have his firearm. He's still not allowed to protect himself in New York City. And that's the kind of precedent that this Parker's case has the potential to create. Now, the National Rifle Association released, as a result of our article yesterday, Stephen Holbrook released a response in which he says that this is a good thing that they're doing, and that they can come back and fight the constitutionality of firearm registration later.
So they want to block your Supreme Court case. They try to take over the Cato Institute case that could go to the Supreme Court. And this is exactly, folks, for the just tuned in, this is exactly what the anti-gunners say. It's just give us registration, just be reasonable, and then now the NRA is saying that. This is incredible.
It's interesting the way they're couching it, too. Since we released our report yesterday, Mr. Holbrook is praising his strategy of going in there asking, under a Second Amendment argument for gun registration, the implication of which is that gun registration doesn't cross the Second Amendment, which is absurd. And the way they're couching it is saying that the strategy they're employing in this D.C. case is similar to that used by the NAACP in the decades leading up to the Brown versus Board of Education decision in 1954. But the truth is, I don't remember the NAACP saying, we support, Your Honor, we want to register black people, and that does not infringe their inalienable rights.
And we only want to make them have their rights in their house.
Right. They can only be black people in their home if they're registered.
They can't leave without putting whiteface on.
Yeah, so that's just absurd.
And then I would add to all of this that, again, the NRA could have these laws reversed. They never try to repeal anything. They're mute on Bush saying he'll reauthorize the assault weapons ban.
Well, they have an interesting, another additional response to our report and to Holbrook's own words, his own transcript. It's not like we're making it up. One of their other responses is that they have filed a bill to repeal the handgun ban in D.C. Of course, that's a bill that's not going to get traction. But for plausible deniability, they got one of their lapdogs in Congress to file for a repeal of that handgun ban, and that repeal bill does not include registration.
Now, their legislative head that we got fired last year was a known gun grabber. He wanted $47 billion to team up with the Nature Conservancy Sierra Club. They went after land rights groups, tried to have a fight. We won the fight. They removed him. But the NRA, and you've studied this more than I have, but I've studied it, is infested with these people. How do we stop them? Is the NRA just totally gone?
Well, that's a matter of opinion. My opinion is that I'm certainly not going to try to change it from the inside. Neil Knox and several other people that were high up in the NRA actually attempted to overtake it and install more patriotic individuals that would stop calling for enforcement of laws and start calling for repeal. They were unsuccessful, so we're not going to try to change the NRA.
I need to get Neil Knox back on. I had him on a few years ago. He's a good guy.
I think the answer is to continue to educate people, to continue to open people's minds to taking a look at what the National Rifle Association is doing and start asking questions.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
In the last 24 hours, I've received dozens of communications from NRA life members who are furious. And every time we write some additional report showing another facet of how the NRA is doing Sarah Brady's work, we get more people who are, frustrated, and they're writing to the NRA. So they know that the grassroots, the commoners, we commoners are watching them. They know we're not happy with some of the things that they're doing. So I think the process is one of education and information dissemination, which you're doing a very good job at.
Well, it is. It's about deprogramming these people. And I've been on conservative talk shows, and I'm going, Bush is going to reauthorize the assault weapons ban. They're pushing the Lady of Peace Act. Republicans are sponsoring it. We're in deep trouble. And I've had the good old boys go, what are you? Is this a secret liberal plan to discredit Bush? So what? We got to compromise. You're a liberal. Now I'm a liberal for being pro-gun 110%. Have you gotten those insane comments?
We get those insane comments every day. I mean, I invested a good part of my day defending my name, my honor, my reputation, and our organization yesterday.
How dare you post the transcript saying he's for registering guns and not being able to leave your home without them?
why are you doing the work of the enemy? Well, if the work of the enemy involves telling the truth, then I guess I'll be happy to do the work of the enemy because I'm committed to telling the truth and letting
being
people
a
make
conservative,
up.
Being a conservative now today means you support Stalin, and being an ultra-commie means you're against Stalin and against high taxes and against open borders and pro-family. I mean, it's just these neocons have really conned people.
Indeed. Isn't it fun living on the animal farm?
It's off the charts, Angel. So where do we go from here? Your case, Silvera versus the gun grabber Attorney General of California.
Well, we're verging. We'll know the first or second week in November whether or not they are going to grant certiorari in our case. We've appealed it to the Supreme Court, and we've prepared the case far better than any NRA case has ever been prepared. We've already gotten six powerful dissents out of the liberal Ninth Circuit in support of the Second Amendment, and that's a case that NRA tried to kill. They literally sent their chief attorney to try to have our case dismissed when we're arguing a pure Second Amendment case. In their case, they were stupid enough to sue John Ashcroft. John Ashcroft, 2 years ago, said he supports the Second Amendment. They went and sued him and are forcing him to argue the other side.
Well, that's all part of a set piece. You notice Ashcroft said, I support the Second Amendment, except it prescribed by law, putting the little laws above the big law of the Second Amendment. And then
he hasn't actually done anything to help the Second Amendment other than issue a letter.
Hey, what? Stay there. Stay there, Angel. We'll be right back.
Hey, John Stadtmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
National media is putting out hit pieces on homeschoolers. That's coming up in the third hour. Bunch of news and your calls in the next hour. I want to keep Angel about 5 minutes in the next hour if he can do it. Got a bunch of callers here. Want to talk to you, Angel. You want to go to them?
Absolutely.
Let's talk to Rob in Wyoming. Rob, you're on the air with the editor, the founder of KeepAndBearArms.com. Go ahead.
Hey, both of you. How you doing, Rob?
Yeah. What was the, was this brought by you guys or somebody, you know?
There's three gun cases right now that can go to the Supreme Court. The NRA is trying to get control of them, and it's there with this case they filed, basically dropping the ball on purpose, but throwing the contest is what I'd say. Angel?
Yeah, what Alex said.
Yeah,
that's the funny thing about coming on Alex's show. I really don't have to say much.
They took a dive, basically.
What's the question?
They took a dive.
It would appear that way, and it looks worse than that to me. When they're arguing a Second Amendment right, the standard for Second Amendment is shall not be infringed.
Deadly.
And they're arguing a shall not be infringed argument, but saying, Your Honor, we want to register handguns. The implication, direct and unequivocal, is that shall not be infringed is not crossed by gun registration.
And they're saying it's not an individual right, it's a privilege.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then when it expires and you have to pay it again, see, they're claiming proper police powers under the organic law. That's the has the color, the appearance of that, you know. But in the meantime,
look, it's word for word. This whole exchange with the judge and the NRA lawyer is word for word the policy and tactic of the gun grabbers.
Totally, totally. However, you got to realize that another thing in the Constitution is now this is totally adhesion contracts. It's definitely fraudulent. But they're presuming that, you know, and very few of them know this anymore. That's what makes it so potent.
Thanks for the call, Rob. Comments to what he was saying, Angel?
Well, I'm not sure exactly where he was headed with the organic law. I agree that most people don't know the depths of the depravity in which they engage against the Second Amendment, and that now appears to be the case on our side. We've been attacked by the NRA for fighting a real Second Amendment case challenging a quote-unquote assault weapons ban. We're taking it on pure Second Amendment grounds, and they're arguing to register handguns and behaving as if their case is superior.
And they're saying that they can't impose restrictions on gun ownership. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hi, Ron.
This is something I have been complaining about. Alex has heard me talk about the NRA and what it has been transmuted into, at least over the last decade. In addition to the cases that you're discussing, which I'm familiar with, I'm familiar that the NRA took an action which, in essence, prevented John Ashcroft from supporting a Second Amendment position, albeit with the ulterior motives he probably had. However, I think that was a contrivance, but they bound him so that he could not present a position in favor of the Second Amendment, which possibly could have been useful to your action.
That's correct. It's the same case we're talking about, the Parker versus Ashcroft case. Mr. Ashcroft 2 years ago had said he supports the Second Amendment, that it's an individual right. Then NRA goes and sues him. He has to argue against the Second Amendment. He literally has to. He's being sued for a violation of the Second Amendment.
He has to defend the action unless he's man enough to stipulate and concede that, you know, what they're saying.
It's total theater. These guys are in bed together.
It's a contrivance, as I said. I know that it is. In addition, I'm sure you're familiar with the legislation which is originally known as the Our Lady of Peace Act. There is now a reincarnation of that act under another name. The NRA has been supportive of that, the prime mover in that.
Yeah, that was in the Washington Times.
Ron,
let me get a comment from Angel on that. Angel?
I wrote an article a few days ago and cited multiple leaders of non-NRA gun rights organizations directly addressing NRA's appeasement and support of the quote-unquote strengthening of the national instant criminal check system. Go to keepandbeararms.com/NRA, and it's one of the first articles there. It includes a picture of NRA's director smiling on stage with Chuck Schumer and a former NRA director and still
stay
NRA.
Stay there. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because...